Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson about a program to help homeowners improve their houses in Washington.
The city was able to get a $151,000 grant from the East Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund in Cedar Rapids. And so what we're able to do with that money is help up to basically nine homeowners with up to a $15,000 grant. That's kind of the plan for the project. Geographical area that we are focusing on is kind of the main corridors, Highway 92 and South 12th, Riverside Road. Actually, it's a little bit of North 12th also. It is a program. It's geographically limited. It's also limited on the basis of income. So we're just kind of rolling that program out now. They will have an opportunity, people that are interested. We are going to have a public meeting on that January 16th, 6:30 at the library. So anybody interested, we encourage them to come, and I'll be there. And then East Central Iowa Council of Governments, Mark Culver, that's their housing inspector, that'll be helping us with the program, will be there as well.
And what are some of the improvements that these dollars can be used for?
Largely what we're focusing on is an exterior improvements program. So it's roofs, siding, windows, foundation repair. You know, there's some additional things that could be covered, but it's primarily an exterior improvements program.
And you said that there is an income guideline. So
yes.
$15,000, you can do, you know, a pretty substantial
yes.
project for a home.
It is. Yes. And there's no required homeowner match. And it is limited to homeowners. I guess that's one thing I did not say. It's limited to homeowners. But then, yeah, there's no required match for it. I think it's potentially a great deal for people that may need the assistance. And so we're really hoping that it'll help people and also make a nice improvement to our community.
And how should people get more information, or how should they apply?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have application packets available at City Hall or on our website, washingtoniowa.net. We have the complete application packet. We're available, and I actually have been very pleased. We've been getting lots of questions from the public on this because we did a mailing to kind of all the residents in the zone, and then we also sent it out to our contractor list, our local contractor list, so they would be aware. And so basically our website, or request it from City Hall, and we'll either send it to you or you can come pick it up.
And how will those applications then be reviewed and selected?
Mm-hmm. The applications will be reviewed by ECOG. And basically what they do is they do the income verification and assets verification to make sure that you're eligible for the program. Because ultimately, the funds that we're tapping into are state-level funds in origin. And so there's income guidelines specific to that that have to be verified. So ECOG will do all that. The applications will be rated on the basis of need, as is required by fair housing guidelines. And then we'll enter into contracts with each of those properties to have the work done and pay for it. So.
And yeah. When do you expect work to be started?
Well, the application deadline is February 22nd, and so we would expect, you know, maybe a few weeks after that to rank and determine with, who is going to receive the grants. And then basically it would be springtime that we would start the work. So, and essentially, I guess another thing that I did not mention, under this program, the homeowners can choose their own contractor. And so it just has to be evaluated, you know, essentially once the grant is determined, ECOG will go and assess the issues at the house, come up with essentially plans and specifications for renovations, put a price tag on it essentially, and kind of have a good idea of what that money will do. And then essentially the people can hire their own contractor from there.
And what's the benefit to the city overall?
Well, it's just, you know, kind of all part of, you know, we have gotten a lot more assertive in our nuisance enforcement, and, you know, kind of community improvement is a big thing that we've been working on here. And basically, you have to have a carrot and stick approach. You know, it's okay if the property is not in good shape and the property owner is not taking care of it, you know, you're going to be hearing from the city. But if you are somebody who is trying to maintain their property but may not have the financial resources to do that, we want to help. You know, we want to provide some incentives, and we want a nice looking community that you know, and we want to help people. And so I think that's kind of where this comes in.
And it's a new program to the city?
It is, yeah. And so basically what we're doing with this, the city does have some skin in the game here, because we are using our low and moderate income tax increment financing funds to provide some match for this. So basically it's a $151,000 program, and of that, about $37,000 is city match. What we're hoping is that if this program is successful, we can just keep doing this program every couple of years, either in this area or in additional areas of town. Really, what we're trying to do long term is just, you know, create a nice housing stock in town, you know, a nice livable community, good looking community, and hopefully this will be a big help in that.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson talking about a home rehabilitation program in the city. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.